Vivek. Vivek Ramaswamy is in the building. And guess what? They said that he's going to step down from the Department of Government Efficiency, co-chaired by him and Elon Musk, and that he may be running for governor of Ohio. Let's get to it.
All right. Doge co-founder Vivek Ramaswamy will no longer head the department, leaving Elon Musk as the sole chair. Edward Lawrence joins us live from the White House with more. Edward, what's the backstory?
Yeah, so he's stepping away possibly for future endeavors, and I'll get to that in just a second. Elon Musk was spotted here on the White House complex yesterday, and noticeably absent was his Doge duo brother, Vivek Ramaswamy. Now, a Trump transition spokesperson says that Vivek has stepped away from the Department of Government Efficiency because he's possibly going to run for the governor of Ohio. Now,
let me say this also for some of the people in the back. Bro, the majority of a lot of these places in Africa is actually not even owned by Africans. It's owned by China. China are the ones that actually run what's going on over in Africa. They sold, y'all still selling yourselves out. Y'all selling yourselves out for y'all infrastructure, for y'all minerals, y'all precious metals. Y'all still not even owned by yourself. You going over there just for giggles. They trying to run over here. They got the highest STD, AIDS, and HIV rate in the world. They have, if you go over there to the Congo, they still have a civil war within themselves, and they basically massacring themselves. None of y'all streets, all of y'all leaders is corrupt. They sold everybody out, and they sold their streets, and none of their infrastructure is even owned by themselves. It's all owned by China. Stay woke, though, my friends.
Social media, Vivek says this. He says, quote, it was my honor to help support the creation of Doge. I'm confident that Elon and the team will succeed in streamlining government. I'll have more to say soon about my future plans for Ohio. Last night, when President Trump signed the executive order creating Doge, he was asked about the world's richest person getting an office in the West Wing.
This is an order creating and implementing the Department of Governmental Efficiency, known as Doge.
Okay, that's a big one.
Is Elon Musk going to get a West Wing office?
No, he's getting an office for about 20 people that we're hiring to make sure that these get implemented.
So Doge now is off the ground and started running with those 20 folks that are here on the complex. And we'll have to see what day two of the Trump administration has to offer. And I can tell you that the lights are on in the residence right now. They were on when I got here at 5:30. Back to you guys.
Somebody said Eastern Europe has the highest HIV rate in the world. Well, we can figure that out. I just looked it up. Eswatini has the highest HIV rate in the world. Botswana, South Africa, Zimbabwe. HIV 1 is the most prevalent strain of HIV originated in the Congo Basin in Africa. HIV 2 is mainly found in West Africa, but it also affects other people in other parts of the world. In absolute numbers, South Africa, followed by Tanzania, Mozambique, and Nigeria, had the highest HIV rates in the world amongst adults, let alone children. So Google is your friend. You can also go and ask ChatGPT, and you can also deep dive into Gemini. That's powered by Google. All right. So you more than welcome to go to anywhere. Anywhere in South Africa. You can go to the Congo. You can go to any of these places, and you could just take the rubber off and let it rain. Let it rain. All right, let's continue. Let's continue to deep dive into this Vivek Ramaswamy thing.
Garrett, you have some information about Vivek Ramaswamy and his plans.
Yeah, Savannah, Vivek Ramaswamy has an interesting distinction here as someone who will be departing an administration and a post that didn't actually exist yet before he departs it. We have now reporting from two sources familiar with his plans that Vivek Ramaswamy, who was set to be the co-leader of Doge, this new Department of Government Efficiency that the Trump administration is expected to set up in the coming hours, will in fact not be really taking on that role. He's instead going to run for governor of Ohio. That had been sort of widely rumored. We now have it confirmed that he's expected to make that announcement next week, and that it was impossible for him to do both things at the same time. We just saw Elon Musk in the rotunda. Musk is, of course, the other co-leader of Doge, who, again, is a very complex and important figure in Trump world. He has no formal role. Doge itself is something of an outside consultancy. It's not clear how much authority they will have. But nevertheless, Musk, with all of his entanglements with the federal government, particularly in the form of SpaceX's rocket company, which has billions of dollars in contracts with the government, will now be in charge of finding, he says, $2 trillion in cuts to the federal budget. Now, in recent weeks, he's walked that number back, suggesting that a more realistic goal might be $1 trillion. But Musk and the team that they have put in place in some of these agencies will now be moving forward without the services of fellow entrepreneur and tech executive Vivek Ramaswamy, instead setting his sights on governor of Ohio.
So this is news, right? This is new news. This is a thing. This has now become national news, and that the secret is out. He was expected to release this information a little bit after the inauguration, but the leak is already out that Vivek Ramaswamy is eyeing Ohio for several different reasons that we can speculate about, all right? One of them being that the governor of Ohio is up in 2026 based off a term limit. So a lot of people didn't necessarily like liberal-ish but conservative governor. I think his name was DeWine DeWitt. Ohio is a weird place. And the reason that Ohio is a weird place, we don't get a chance to talk about Ohio a lot, but Ohio is a weird place. Ohio is red with a relatively red governor that seems to be a little more liberal in their ways. But then on top of that, it's weird because Ohio also voted to allow for women to still be able to have abortions, which that's one of the things that Trump was talking about during his current, during the campaign season. And he was saying that we want to kick that back down to the states. And just because you're technically a red state doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, you're still going to swing with conservative principles. Mike DeWine, is that what his name is? Mike DeWine? Yeah, Mike DeWine is super old. He looks like he belongs on the movie Beetlejuice. He's an interesting character. But he says some things that just gives me pause sometimes. He's supposed to be a conservative governor, but he seems to be a little bit more liberal in his thinking. Some people have that cloak of saying that they're conservative in order to win office, but he is limited. And he will be up because of term limits, similar to what's happening here in Michigan, right? So Vivek is seeing an opportunity to make his mark in Ohio to run for governor of Ohio. Now, what I want to know from you guys inside of the chat is, do you think that he has the ability to win Ohio? I seen him sitting behind President Trump during the inauguration. He was in like row six right behind him. I seen Vivek Ramaswamy on the left-hand side, along with all of the other Republicans and things like that. He was supposed to be co-chairing the government of Department of Government Efficiency. In my opinion, if you really want to know what I think objectively, and I really like Vivek Ramaswamy, I'm not sure. I never believed that he was going to finish out his term in the Department of Government Efficiency. At no point did I think that Vivek Ramaswamy was going to finish out his term, because it's supposed to be a two-year program. It's supposed to be up in 2026. They're going to dismantle the department after that, after they go through and they do all of the audits and stuff like that. And that's what the goal is, that they were going to co-chair it, head it up, have at least 20 employees that's working on it, and get to it. I don't believe that at any point Vivek Ramaswamy was going to finish out under this administration as an appointee in the Department of Government Efficiency. I believe that he wanted a more prominent position within the cabinet. I think that he has shown and demonstrated his loyalty. I also believe that he's still going to get support from the Republican and Trump party for his loyalty. But I don't think that that was ever his goal, was just to be a part of the Department of Government Efficiency. I don't believe it, not even a little bit. You said you from Ohio and you don't think that he would win? Y'all don't think that Vivek Ramaswamy would win? He was In this past presidential election, before we nominated Trump at the Republican convention, as far as all of the rest of the candidates that were in a debate and everything like that, he showed out. He showed out. He 100% showed out. He was the best candidate by far. He won every single debate. He was able to articulate himself beautifully. And I think that he has a strong future and could possibly win governor of Ohio. Okay, so who else would win governor of Ohio if it's not him? Who else would win governor of Ohio if not Vivek? Y'all said he's too conservative. He too conservative. So y'all liberal? Y'all really got liberal ways over there in Ohio? Where y'all got liberal ways at? Cincinnati? Cleveland? I think that he would win Ohio. I think that he is going to win Ohio. 100%. I believe Vivek is going to win Ohio by a landslide. If y'all had DeWine in there, y'all 100% can support y'all 100% can support Vivek. I absolutely think that he's going to win Ohio, but I just don't think that he was a good fit within this administration. I don't think that they ever really had a place for him. And that's why they made him co-chair along with Elon Musk. Elon Musk was getting all of the visibility for the Department of Government Efficiency. Vivek was really an afterthought, and I don't think that that bode well for his long-term political future. I think that him getting more visibility, if he can win Ohio, I don't know who his competition would be. I can't see anybody in competition to beat him in Ohio. But, I think that he's going to do well in Ohio. I think that that's a really good place for him.